with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys. Happy New Year. It's the first edition of 2019 of the Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And here we go in a new year. And when we start the new year, we kind of set the stage for the year. And Barbecue Bob has been a little bit on a health kick and thought that there should be a little less of him to love than there was. So he's been dropping some LBs. And he's going to share with us a few of the recipes that he's been working on so that the family can still eat and he can still continue to cut pounds.
Got to save face, don't you? Welcome back. Thanks, Jop. One of the things that is really easy to go to is chicken, obviously. And I beat this up a couple weeks ago, but actually for my wife's family Christmas party, Maureen and Emily and Maggie did a pasta bar.
Okay.
So I practiced on this chicken version. I got some beautiful Italian sausage and smoked it, and that was a hit. But the chicken went twice as fast as the Italian sausage. Riddle me this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I didn't get any compliments on the sausage, which I smoked to perfection. I got a few people saying, oh, that sausage was great. But people were going, oh, my gosh, the chicken. Oh, my gosh, the chicken. So there's something there when that many people who expect crappy basic chicken.
Well, no, come on. They're coming to your house. They're expecting perfection off the grill no matter what it is.
But you know, thank you. That's very kind of you. But you know what I'm saying. When you see, oh, we're going to have chicken, it's like your eyes kind of roll because you don't know what you're walking into.
Right.
It's either going to be a dry breast or deep fried greasy something or something they brought in from somewhere.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's been in a heater for 8 months. Well, this was just skinless, boneless chicken thighs that I marinated in that sauce I talked about a couple weeks ago, which I call an Italian blend. If you want to do this the easy way, let me give you a shortcut. Just do this. Get a bottle of a nice Italian dressing. I don't care which one it is. And then get a nice little jar of pesto. And put a few scoops, big, healthy scoops of that pesto in with a full bottle of
like
Italian
a 16
dressing.
Ounce bottle. Well, it depends.
Yeah.
How much chicken you're doing.
Craft, whatever you want to use.
Right.
And then take a nice portion of that pesto and then blend it in with that sauce. And then what I also did was I squeezed a couple lemons in there.
Right.
And I put in 20 pounds. So I did a bigger recipe, but I put in 20 pounds of skinless, boneless chicken thighs.
One of my favorite cuts of chicken, man. So universal. Always comes out better than a breast,
really
in
hard
my opinion.
Really hard to screw it up.
Well, there's that.
You have to try.
Right. But it's always juicy, and it's always flavorful, and it's just a much better cut than a skinless, boneless chicken breast to me.
And it looks like white meat when you're done. People go, right. Well, I like the white meat. Well, trust me, when you get done cooking this, you're going to look at it and go, it's just good meat. It's not a necessarily color thing.
Right.
But so that turned out really good for the pasta bar. And I'm going to call this Turkey Burgers to Die For. Only because the other turkey burgers I've come up with in the past, I was kind of happy with. And I base how well a recipe comes out based on what people say after I cook it.
Right.
So this one, I'm the only one that ate.
Okay.
So I think this is the best yet. And I haven't gotten any reviews. I'd love for you to try it and tell me if you like it.
All you got to do is invite me over, man. No, I'm kidding. He invites me all the time.
So anyway, this one's going to be ground turkey, and you're going to throw in a blend of things, which is balsamic, garlic, honey, oil, Italian seasonings, pepper, and you're going to marinate that in. You're going to blend that in with the turkey, and you're going to lightly mix in also a cup of panko breadcrumbs and some chopped up caramelized onions and a chopped up avocado, and you're going to mix all that together nicely. Now, don't mix it too much. It's just like hamburger. If you mix hamburger real hard and heavy, like for a meatloaf, it's going to get hard. So you have to be delicate on how you mix things in with turkey or any ground meat.
Right.
Breakfast sausage is the same way. If you work it, bread is the same way. If you work it too much, you're going to have a tough mixture.
Right.
So this is going to make you pull out some nice sized clumps and just form a nice patty and grill it. And what you've done is you've put avocado in there and a little bit
of your... Which is a nice natural fat.
It is. Yep. It is a good healthy one. And you've also got some chopped up portions of this caramelized onion that this is going to call for. You're going to reserve a bunch of those caramelized onions for your finish. But you chop just enough up. I like putting onions, peppers, olives, cheeses. In this case, we're going with avocado instead of a cheese because this is like super lean. So you've got a good healthy fat. You're still calorie-wise in good shape on this by the time you grill it.
So one of the tips that we usually talk about when we're talking about grilling turkey is to put a little oil on the grates because this is so lean that when it starts to cook, it may have a tendency to stick a little bit. So I would just take a little bit of oil or just chop a half onion out and rub the onion on your grates. Either way, what you're doing is you're putting just a little coating on there before you set that turkey on that hot grate.
Good call. Good call. So that if you look down on the recipe here, we're going to talk about a medium heat grill rubbed with oil. And that onion trick is I actually have the tool that holds the onion,
right,
which I've only used a few times, but it's cool as heck when you do it.
Right.
One way or another, you got to get some oil on that grate for turkey, and that's a very good point because it will want to stick. Now, another thing on that is if it is wanting to stick on you, that means you're probably trying to pry it up a little too quick. So wait till that baby wants to release.
Right. And the other thing with a turkey burger is only flip it once if you can.
Definitely.
Don't keep rolling the thing over because it will break apart.
It's not if you can. That's the rule.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. So this one's really lean and healthy, and you'll finish it off with just some goat cheese and chives and put it on a little multi-grain bread. And it's going to be super healthy. You can eat it and not feel bad at all. If you've looked at the mirror and said, man, I don't like what I see, you start making things like this and maybe you'll see a reduction.
Tell your brother to get out of the bathroom.
Maybe you'll see a reduction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we've got one more here that we wanted to talk about, and this one is something that's more in my line is we've got a grilled steak. And there is a way to grill a steak on the grill without it being super fattening. And largely that starts with the cut of meat.
There you go.
Right? Because
– what do you like?
Well, what I like and what I want to talk about now are two different things because I'm a big ribeye guy, right? But they're marbled. And they are fat. And fat is flavor, guys. There's no question about it.
I don't find ribeye to be like a salad cut anyway. It's so dense.
Right.
Don't you like something that's kind of...
Yeah, maybe like a flank steak.
Exactly,
is where I'm at. Is a flank steak in a skirt. They're in the same region of the animal, but they're a little bit different. But a flank and a skirt, both of them are going to be very lean. They're going to be a little sinuous in that they're fibrous. Right. So where I'm going is that you don't want to cook them hot necessarily. You might want to cook them on medium and a little bit slower to break that down. Because if you cook them too hot, they're going to burn. Right. Whereas if you cook them a little slower, that'll break down that tissue. And then you cut them on the bias and you cut across the grain on the steak and you'll get a really, really good bite.
Unless you're going for a blackened and you're going to coat it with some Cajun on it, then you can go high.
Right.
Real hot. Real short time and cut it, and then you'll have another really cool looking bias cut. So you have your blackened edges, real red middles, and that's again part of the presentation.
Right.
If it's gonna cool off on my salad, I don't like a really super rare meat.
Right.
Because then I feel like I just pulled a piece of raw meat out of the fridge.
Exactly. You're gonna want to cook it a little more, depending on what you're gonna do with it.
Then I'm fighting with Zeus over it.
Yeah. You don't want to fight with Zeus, right? Zeus is loose.
So this one's going to call for whatever steak you want to go with, and I like your call on that. We're going to post it on our website. It's thegrillingguys.com. It's going to be called Grilled Steak, Pear, and Blue Cheese Salad.
Ooh.
So in your salad, I'm even going to point you to the right dressing because I have my favorite for that.
Right.
And it's easy to do.
Coming up next, it's Bob's daughter, Chef Emily. She's going to teach us a little bit about that grazing table. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The running room to breathe that you are.